Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here. This is Yahweh's Covenant People, and tonight, although we had scheduled part three of the Pharisees, tonight I'm going to do a special program about William Fink and the fact that he has a slew of Jewish ancestors on both sides of his family. And, of course, he's been hiding this from us, claiming to be an Italian or claiming to be a German, claiming to be this and claiming to be that. And, I've challenged him, give us your DNA. I've given you my DNA. And I've challenged people, come, I'll meet you anywhere in the country. If you're on the West Coast, I'll meet you halfway. I'll swab my saliva, put it in the test bottle. You paid $100, we'll send it in, and you'll get the results. Because I know my DNA. I'm 99.9% white, as I have recorded in the past. And the fact that I use aliases means absolutely nothing. That's not proof that you're a Jew. George Orwell is an alias. Lasha Darkmoon is an alias. Martin Luther used an alias, namely Junker Georg, when he was hiding out from the Vatican. So anybody who says that if you use an alias or change your name, that proves you're a Jew, that's ridiculous. And so now, I think after tonight's show, William Fink will wish that he had changed his name. And yes, absolutely right. He's not one of the brethren. And I've actually been very even-handed with Fink. I have not put out any videos depicting him as a 300-pound Arab. I have not put out any videos where I take his words out of context and accuse him of being anything other than he is. I mean, his doctrine is straightforward. He says that all non-whites were not created by Yahweh, which means that they're hybrids of the fallen angels. He and Emma Heiser have stated this very explicitly, which means that if they're hybrids just like the Canaanites and Edomites, then they'll all suffer the same fate. That's why he constantly quotes that passage. By the way, that passage that he quotes, any plant that my father has not planted will be rooted out, that applies to him. That applies to him now. And that verse is one of the verses that proves that he's wrong about oneness, because there Yahshua is saying, my father. He does not say, I and my father planted it. He says, any plant that my father has not planted shall be rooted out. And he also says, the Father is greater than I. And there are many passages where Yahshua says, I and my Father. And he also says that regarding the judgment day, no one knows the day and the hour but my Father which is in heaven. Not even the Son knows the day and the hour. So Yahshua Messiah is clearly distinguishing himself, his own personhood, from that of the Father, and of course the early church fathers, to a last man, taught the Trinity. So now the reason I don't dwell on the Trinity is because there's no law that says in Scripture thou must worship the Godhead in the form of a Trinity. There's no such law. So just do what you're supposed to do. Obey his laws, tarry till I come, etc., etc., and you'll be fine. There's no mandatory recognition of the Trinity mandated in the Bible. There simply isn't. So that's why I don't teach it. And plus, I've had my run-ins with the oneness people, also called the sacred namers, who say, well, if you baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you're violating the law, because you're only supposed to baptize in the name of Yahweh. But the very last verse of the book of Matthew says, baptize in the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, and Shekinah. It doesn't say baptize in only one name. So these people, they make up doctrine. They're Pharisees. And William Fink is just like them. He makes up doctrine. So, here we go. Here's the, I just gave you the link for that website. It's Whitey Leaks. And hold on one second. I lost It disappeared off my screen for some reason. Okay, let me get it. The Whitey Leaks, I'll just have to type it in. So I put the link in the chat room. Maybe I can just, if I can find it in the chat room, I'll just click on it. And it should take us right there. So let me click on it. Yeah, it's for some reason, the tab got blurred out and it didn't show up. Maybe Fink is trying to mess with my mess with my show. But before I read this, I have to make a quick announcement. It's going to be a truncated show today. I'm just going to read this article and see how it affects William Fink, the Lithuanian Jew. And now that we have his, you know, his ancestry, he can't be parading himself around as a white nationalist / CI teacher anymore, because his ancestry has been revealed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Yahweh. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. William Fink has been found out. This is Whitey Leaks. Christogonia's racialist stain. William Fink's Jewishness explored. And the title here is William Raymond Fink Jewish. By his own standards, he is Jewish. And of course, what the author means, because he has been calling me a Jew, he and Clifton and all the other Finkaholics have been calling me a Jew for the last 3 years, 3.5 years, without any proof. You know, if you make a video depicting a 300-pound Arab and claim that it's somebody else, that's fabricating evidence. And just Skip Baker did the same thing. He made a video of an Israeli rabbi who doesn't even speak English, who's 7 years younger than I am and has never been to Chicago. He claims that I am that rabbi. So these are people who fabricate evidence, which is obviously a violation of Yahweh's laws. So they think nothing of violating Yahweh's laws, yet they claim to be Christians. It's quite amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then, of course, I did a show about Clifton Emmaheiser, in which he says that the surname November is Jewish. Well, the fact is, that's a name that I invented. That's not my birth name. I invented that name because that's the stage name I used when I performed with a rock and roll band for over 20 years. So, and then my band became very popular in Chicago. In fact, I would go to places like McDonald's and people would look at me and say, "Hey, aren't you the singer for that rock and roll band that I saw on television last night?" I said, "Yeah, that's me. How do you like the music?" "Yeah, I like it fine." So there's no way I could publish The Great Impersonation under that name. I'd be crucified. I'd be blackballed. I'd be blacklisted. I'd never get another gig. I'd never get another job, whether in, you know, carpentry or in music, as many people have found out. If you question the Jews or challenge the Jews or criticize the Jews publicly, your career is toast. It's toast. So any suggestion that I'm Jewish because I use an alias is absurd. Now, here Bill Fink is now being hoisted on his own petard because he says, well, your surname proves whether you're Jewish or not. He and Clifton Emmaheiser have been making this argument. Title: Is William Raymond Fink Jewish? By his own standards, he is Jewish. Subtitle: Evidences of Jewish Ancestry in the Family of William Raymond Fink Jr. Subtitle, again, proprietor of Christogonia.org adjudicated guilty of being Jewish, and he says, with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. So Bill Fink's payback has come, and I think I forgot to announce, I have to leave tonight's show because I have a plumbing emergency that I just found out about before the show. And so I'm just going to run through this article, and we'll deal with the blowback as it happens for the rest of the week. But Bill Fink, your time has come. Jews in Fink's Woodpile. William Fink is the proprietor of Christogonia.org. Christogenia is a website project that Fink builds as supportive of National Socialism and dual seedline Christian identity. Through numerous broadcasts and essays over the years, Mr. Fink has repeatedly denounced the Jewish race as the seed of Satan, which deserves extermination for its deep evil. In the last several years, Mr. Fink has taken Jewish imposters to task for teaching contrary to his version of the Christian identity superstition. So the author, whoever he is, apparently does not believe in Christian identity, because he refers to it as a superstition. Continuing, William Fink may have some explaining to do. New information about his ancestry points to a trifecta of Jewish surnames victory dancing on his dual seed line. So, of course, if Fink, and I mentioned very early on that Fink, F-I-N-C-K, is a very common Jewish name. So if we're going to judge people by their surnames, Fink, there's at least 15 times as many Jews with the surname Fink, F-I-N-C-K, as there are with any names that I'm associated with. And so, if you're going to judge people by their names, so let's do it. Bill Fink, we're going to hoist you on your own petard. And he continues, a judgment of Mr. Fink's racial, and that's not even counting the F-I-N-K alternate spelling, it's basically the same name, F-I-N-C-K, F-I-N-K, doesn't matter. Then you up the ante to at least 40, 50 times. Bill Fink is 40 or 50 times more likely to be Jewish than I am for any names that I might have made up. A judgment of Mr. Fink's racial Jewishness is rendered using his own standards. Fink loudly adjudged several other persons as Jewish deceivers crept into the pro-white movement based on their Jewish surnames, or so-called Jewish surnames. For example, he publicly excoriates Joseph November, aliased as Eli James. Both of those are aliases, by the way, because of the Jewish origin of the so-called Jewish origin of the surname November. But you go on Jewish websites, there's a list of Jewish names which lists the name Fink, but does not list the name November. Fink declares the wife of Martin Lindstedt to be of Jewish admixture due to her Jewish surname Samuelson. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Mr. Fink has no less than three Jewish surnames spotting his leopard skin. Batakata, Vasil, and Lauer, as in Matt Lauer, the Jew broadcaster for, I think it's NBC. So here, indeed, Mr. Fink is getting ready to be hoist on his own petard. Hey, Bill, if you judge people by their surnames, then other people are going to judge you by your surname, and that's what's happening. And because your surname is so very predominantly Jewish, it stands to reason that somebody finally took the time to check you out. And if you don't like it, that's just too bad. What's fair is fair. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, as this author says. And I don't even know who this guy is. All I know is this is the website he runs. And let me repeat, it's whiteyleaks.wordpress.com. And he says, Fink has led his followers to believe that Batakata is of Italian origin, for many Italians are white people. In truth, now, I've never called Bill Fink a Jew up until this show. I've maybe done it in jest, but I've never seriously suggested he was a Jew. I've suggested that he is a infiltrator, a rabble-rouser, and a cop. I still think he's a cop. Cops are really good at fabricating evidence. They know how to do that. And cops are really good at using other people to do their dirty work for them, right? Bill Fink's good at doing that, too. So, but now we have real strong evidence that he is, in fact, a Jew. So let's go with it, because here's the evidence. In truth, he says, Batakata is a converso name, or Americanized spelling of Batakite, K-A-I-T-E. Batakite is not an Italian name. It is a Lithuanian Jewish name, feminine surname. In Lithuanian surnames, the suffix A-I-T-E is added to the father's surname to render a female child's surname. So, in other words, it depicts a female offspring of a Jewish father. Is apparently, all Lithuanians' names have these, if the author is correct here. It's added to the father's surname to depict a female child. Thus, when we remove the Lithuanian female suffix from Batakite, the result is Batak, the original surname of Liberta's great-grandfather in Lithuania. Batak is a Jewish Hebrew name that means ruin or destroyer. It is also spelled Patak with a P. Potok, P-O-T-O-C, as in Mark Potok of SBLC fame, and Patak. In other words, Mark Potok and Fink's grandfather share the same surname with variant spellings. Mr. Fink's great-grandfather, Stanley J. Batakata, bore the Lithuanian name Stanislawa Joseph Batak. As an aside, there is no historical Italian surname of Batakata in any written historical records of Europe. So, of course, Fink lies again. And, of course, when we found out that Fink was actually the guy who did the actual beating of Arnaldo Ortega, we found out what a liar he really is. Okay, so back to this article. However, Stanley Batakata's father, Stanislawa, did not come from Italy. He boarded a ship from Italy to America, but his father's birthplace was Lithuania. Stanislawa Joseph Batakite used alternate spellings of his name in America. Oh, man, name changing. Oh, name changing. Oh, he's a Jew. He changed his name. He's a Jew. Okay. That's your logic, Bill Fink. That's your logic, Clifton Emmerheiser. Your logic is coming back to bite you in the jeans. And, okay, Joseph Batakite used alternate spellings of his name in America. Stanley, Stanislaw, Stanislava. And as for his surname, Budakata, Budakuda. Knowing Batak is a common Jewish surname, we must use Mr. Fink's own logic and consider him of Jewish ancestry. Well, of course, if you judge other people by their surnames, Fink and Emmerheiser, why is it not right for them to judge you by your surnames? The mother of Mr. Fink, named Liberta, is a change of her original name, which was recorded as Labuta, which is an Americanized spelling of Lipeta. This name means little lioness in Yiddish and Hebrew. Labuta is the feminine form of the Hebrew name Levi or Libai. Her real name without the Lithuanian gender suffix is Labuta Elena Batak, or Lipeta Elena Batak. Both her first and last names are common Jewish names. These are the names of Mr. Fink's mother. Knowing that Labuta is a common Jewish name, we must use Mr. Fink's own logic and adjudge both his mother and him as racially Jewish. The author is just being logical, folks. Doris Vasile is Mr. Fink's maternal grandmother. Her husband is Earl Vasile, son of Domenico Vasilo. Vasile or Vasilo are variants of Wassel, a common Jewish name. Seeing that Wassel is a common Jewish surname, we must use Mr. Fink's own logic and adjudge him as Jewish, right? You got to use their logic, folks. If it's okay for them to use the logic, it's okay for us to use the logic. The grandmother of William Raymond Fink Sr. is Elizabeth Lauer. Her surname is a common Jewish name in Germany. Lauer means thief, or liar, or shifty. Thus, it was given as a surname to many Jews in the good old days when Jews knew better than to argue with their German betters. Guess what? Fink said that his mother's father wasn't his blood grandfather. Well, okay, then he's an adopted Jew. All right, knowing that Lauer is a common Jewish surname, we must use Mr. Fink's own logic and measure to him the judgment he meets upon Mr. Lindstedt and upon Mr. November. We must convict Mr. Fink of Jewishness. Next title, William Fink Should Explain His Hypocrisy. If Mr. Fink can post proof on his website that his family lineages are of non-Jewish descent 10 generations into history, Despite the names of clearly ubiquitous Jewish uses, it could set his audience at ease and persuade them that he is not a slithery serpent crept in to deceive the sheep. 10 generations of a clean bill of racial health should satisfy Mr. Fink's own doctrine. Quote, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh even unto his 10th generation. If Mr. Fink can explain away Jewish surnames back for 10 generations, then let no man suspect him of being a Jew. Next heading, William Fink's friends must explain their hypocrisy. Followers of Christian identity and white nationalists who fail to act on this information expose themselves as Mr. Fink's fellow brood of vipers. Failure to expose the devil is to collaborate with him. If Eli James is a Jew based on his name of November, then Bill Fink is a Jew based on the three strikes rule of three Jewish surnames in his family line, Batak, Lauer, and Wassel. By failing to publicly hold Mr. Fink to his own standard, all who know these presents are enemies of the white race, hypocrites, liars, and probably Jewish imposters themselves, hustling the same shuck and jive of Mr. Fink's song and dance. By failing to measure Mr. Fink with his own yardstick, such persons' sloth and timidity prove a lack of discernment or judgment and absence of loyalty to racial purity. Let me say this is an excellent sentence here. By failing to measure Mr. Fink with his own yardstick, and that includes Mr. Emmeheiser and all Finkaholics, who accuse me of being a Jew and never investigate Mr. Fink's ancestry, such persons, sloth and timidity prove a lack of discernment or judgment and absence of loyalty to racial purity. In a word, it convicts all of Fink's friends of Jewishness. As I like to say, Jewish is as Jewish does. Those people who engage in rumor mongering, internet attacks on people that they don't know and not providing any evidence for their accusations, etc., 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 are violating a slew of Yahweh's laws. How can you be a follower of Yahweh if you're constantly disobeying his laws? You have to provide evidence. You don't make a public accusation against someone and then just fabricate evidence. As I told Skip Baker, name my rabbi. Name my Jewish parents, who were Catholic, by the way. Name the Jewish school that I went to. I mean, if you have these facts, provide facts, not just accusations. This is not an appeal to mere guilt by association, but guilt by capitulation. He's talking about Fink's followers here, of course. Will Pastor Mark Downey stand by this man? Well, that's a good question. The fact is that Mark Downey has always been a non-seedliner. Why does Mark Downey, who never, in fact, ridiculed Two Seedline, suddenly make buddies with Bill Fink, a known Two Seedliner? Who changed? Will Downey offer an appeal to the Virgin of Fink's Jewishness? Will anti-Jewish propagandist Clifton Emmeheiser stand up for or against the Jewishness of William Fink? Are any of Fink's friends really anti-Jewish? That's a good question. Or are they all shucking and jiving for the sheep for shekels? The final judgment. This final judgment employs the same formula of logic with which Mr. Fink convicted Joseph November, Martin Lindstedt, and Mrs. Samuel Lindstedt of Jewishness. By his own logic, William Fink is adjudicated guilty of Jewishness. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And I would also say, nothing will be hidden it will all be revealed. The fact is, guest 14, that Fink has been fabricating evidence against not just me, but many other people. That is a violation of Yahweh's laws, and he has not proven, he has not given any facts at all about my Jewishness. He's just made accusations and, you know, made up evidence in his videos. That's simply all there is to it. William Fink, you have been exposed. You have been exposed. You are a liar, a lawbreaker, and now we've found out that your ancestors are all Jews. Whatever their name is, whatever their name is, they're Jews. And you judge me by my surname, you better do the same. Okay, I will recognize the caller. Let me finish this. Like I said, I have to do a short show today because I have an emergency job to do. Let me finish this. How many of Fink's pro-white friends also have histories rich with Jewishness? WhiteyLeaks hopes to promulgate them for the public record. Is the pro-white movement really composed of white Caucasians, or is the movement really just a shyster racket glitzed and glammed to smother real nationalism in the shadows? WhiteyLeaks may rack the muck chasing such questions. Well, I invite WhiteyLeaks to investigate my ancestry. I invite WhiteyLeaks to investigate my ancestry, my military records, my naturalization papers, my college records, etc., etc. I'll even publish my name changes. I just won't publish the addresses that were given on those, because I don't want people throwing bricks through my windows because they suddenly find out that I'm an anti-Semite, quote unquote, like the ARA, who has attacked many people here in Chicago at our gatherings, throwing bricks through their windows, cutting their tie rods on their vehicles, smashing their car windows, physically attacking us, etc., etc. Real Jew bashers get attacked by the Jews. They don't get coddled by the Jews. Okay, our William R. Fink genealogy, William Raymond Fink Jr. from William Raymond Fink Sr., Elizabeth Lauer, Jewish name, William Raymond Fink Jr., Roberta Elaine Batakata, mother, Stanley Joseph Batakite, Jewish name, William Raymond Fink Jr., Roberta Elaine Batakata, mother, Earl Vasil, father, Jewish name, Jewish surnames, etymology. I don't think I have to go into this anymore. It's whiteyleaks.wordpress.com. You can look up for yourself. And just encourage people to look at this, because Bill Fink, the shyster, the Pharisee, has been exposed. Okay, I assume it's Marty, and we'll do a quick call. Like I said, I have to leave. Marty, I assume that's you. You there? Hello?
At ease on the Marty here, Eli.
Okay. Who's
okay.
It?
I'm at the Best Buy in Joplin, Missouri. I had to pick up some stuff for Roxy. That's been going the leaks. I think Whitey Leaks is either a NIMBUster or somebody in CI.
Okay.
I think what he did is he spent $14.99.
Uh-huh.
Unlimited month for initial $14.99.
Okay.
And I think what they probably did is they spent the $14.99. Which goes to show is that you don't mess with anybody more than 1995, because then they can go ahead and find out everything about you if they want here. You know?
Well, yeah, everybody's ancestry is available online. Yeah, you have to dig.
This character got it wrong. Roxy,
okay.
Roxy is at Martina Samuelson. That's my mother's name.
Okay.
Pretty well, it's my great grandfather Charles Samuelson, who. He went to the United States in 1863, got drafted, he got a double homestead, and now it's Yeah. The South Dakota State Park now is a Beaver Creek homestead of 320 acres. And pretty well, I think he was born Carl Svensson because
okay.
he bought over, you know, he lived in Helsingborg, same as the Lindstedts did, but from a different village. And
yeah, Lindstedt is very obviously a German name. I don't know of any Jews.
No, it's a Swedish, it's a Swedish name.
Okay, well, Germanic, yeah.
In any case, we all came from the most southwestern portion of Sweden, right across from the Danish portion. You know, it's called the Catgut, and I've been to Helsingborg, I've been to Elsinore. Anyway, he went ahead and married his second cousin, you know,
okay.
either a Svensson or some of them anglicized a little bit, made it Svensson, and there's some Ericssons mixed up there, too, and my mom knew all of them here. But anyway, where Fink came up with that is, when I fight with Brian Real and the rest here over on Stumblin', this guy named Victor Switzer, who was it turned out he was a Mongol himself.
Okay.
He was going ahead and making a big thing about my mother being Martina Samuel,
right.
which I've never hidden. But anyway, I went and explained this to him. And later on, he ran off the first time in February 2011 because Brian Real wanted something from that old Victor didn't want to give on his way to, he lived around Shreveport, or around Pine Bluff on his way to Gerald Mosley.
Okay, right.
In Shreveport.
Stayed there for a while, right.
Yeah, he came back. He came back here. You know, he ran off. He came back in October of 2011.
He told me that he was trying to get a job as a cop somewhere, and that's why he left, the Cleveland area and went down to, that area to try to get a job as a cop.
So, that's what he said.
Okay.
What he did is he filed $10,750,000 against me. Pretty well, he'd been pretty well stalking me all over, and essentially, two months ago, the federal judge in Cleveland, Ohio, flushed it to the Western District of Missouri.
Okay.
And I doubt it's going to get anywhere because he hasn't signed the damn thing. I think he's going to sign the thing because if he signed
it. So has he filed suit against you? Is that what it is?
Oh yeah, it involves.
On what grounds?
Oh, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. You remember the big fight we had Halloween of 2010.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I found out his name based upon Fink's stupidity and having
right.
him on
Facebook.
Right,
yeah, Fink was the one who revealed his last name, right? So they complain about me hiding my personal information. Brian Rio never revealed his last name. Yeah, and you're right. It was Fink himself who revealed Brian Rio's last name. All right.
Fink's arrogant stupidity. He thinks he's really smart.
Right.
And pretty well what I did is in order to get them all psychotic, I said it was a talk shoot. It was a team speak spy, and I had them screaming and hollering at each other for a while. And in any case, Brian Rio just took down, and he says that you did too. Took down my web pages.
He and I just talked about it. I had nothing to do with that.
Okay, well,
he's totally lying. He just said that to scare you.
Well, he didn't really scare me.
to make you think that he had backup, right? He doesn't.
Yeah, I took.
Yeah.
He does. I think
he's
going to
think. Think. Yeah.
Well, no, he's what happens in April, Fink has open lines. I played you boys and Cossacks with him, and pretty well in April, I connected Brian Rio and Sword Brethren with him, and he pretty well has shoved Brian Rio off to the side. He still has him on his TeamSpeak.
Right.
Whatever,
right.
But in any case, I think, this thing has come up about a week now, and I think probably either a NIMBUSTER or maybe a NIMBUSTER, CI NIMBUSTER. There's a few like Frankenwigger and a few others who dabble in CI and who are definitely NIMBUSTERs. And I think that essentially what they did is that they looked up William Fink Jr., William Fink Sr., and they spent $14.99, and that's where you got it. And
okay.
Wednesday...
Yeah.
pretty well this thing between this bromance between Mark Downey and William Fink. I disagree with you too, and I disagree about the Canaan thesis. I'm not gonna argue about that tonight. But what happens is that you listen to the November 1st, and pretty well okay. I told Dewey Tucker in January 21st, 2013, when he was with Carolyn Yeager, this friend of Trader Glenn Miller's, old Whigger Squirrel Wheelhoff, called in, and he says, "Well, ain't that Bill Siegel? That's what that Martin Luther believes. Don't you believe that Satan had sex with Eve, and she gave birth to Cain? It was the first Siegel,
right.
And then Fink denied it twice here. He said that
really, yeah, he's
believe.
Not a Siegeliner. He's the one who's lying about being a Siegeliner. Yeah,
no, he, but what happens if you listen to the day after you and me had this big fight?
Right. Okay.
He pretty well said the same thing on November 1st, 2010. And I went ahead and re-listened to it. And Fink's saying, and, you know, pretty well I had fun with when you had Mike Hallamore in March of 2011. Mike Hallamore was calling. Essentially, Mike Hallamore refuses to print any of Fink's nonsense, and so does Artisan Publishing of... Of Broken Bow, Oklahoma. But anyway, Fink has not believed in two Siegeliner. I remember when I was buddies with Fink, and essentially he made buddies with you and Clifton Emmaheiser, and I don't know why Clifton Emmaheiser, has written, it's still on there, he's written five articles against Meerkat Mark Downey, being no Siegeliner.
Yeah, right. They used to hate each other.
Mark Downey has always been, since before 2000, I had a big fight with him and his wife, over on this group called Holy Wars. And he used to be, buddies with Richard Niemoller, who's a Finnish Jew, who hates two seed line. And pretty well, Sheldon Emery followed this Jewish named Gerda Koch, and essentially it's a no devil. And when I talk to Fink, I'm not going to go on Stormfront, they're no devil. But essentially,
right.
Now Fink is claiming
yeah, he
that
the devil,
the
he's not a,
see,
everything that he pretended to be on my shows, he's flatly denied later, right?
Well, yeah, but it was, if you go back and listen to November 1st, 2010, I just listened to it 2 weeks ago, and yeah, even in 2010, he was not really too seedlike. He was just sort of fooling people. So he's gotten buddies with Mark Downey, and Mark Downey doesn't like me because I found out about him and his wife, who used to be the wife of the Washoe State Clan. I've been fighting with them for years. But essentially, what Fink is doing is he's reaching out to people, and, this Savannah Longshanks, he's some sort of Packy or something here. He's some sort of
right.
So essentially, Fink is trying to reach out, but he's cut. He's cut so many ties in 2010.
Right. He basically, anybody who doesn't agree with him, he starts calling them names and starts putting them on Zogbots, right? Right?
Well, yeah.
He burns his bridges. He burns his bridges, so he's getting what he deserves.
He cut 90% of the ties, not with me here, but with the British Israelite people. I mean, they've been believing the same thing for about 140 years, more or less. I mean, they haven't changed really anything. But he cut ties with them in July and August, and then pretty well I found out Fink was lying to me in, October, and then I found, Brian Rio. Essentially, Fink and Brian Rio took care of me, and then, by December, it was your turn in the barrel.
Right.
And by March, it was just pretty well over and done with.
Right.
As far as you and the rest were concerned. So
the rest is history. When Fink and Emmaheiser started calling me a liar and a Jew, simply because I disagreed with their version of Genesis 1 and 2, I knew something serious was up, But, when people conspire against you and you have, obviously you have no idea what they're up to, you don't have much ammunition against them. So, when they started all this, it was just accusation after accusation after accusation, And, you know, so I've just been really defending myself for the last 3 years. And now information is starting to trickle in, you know, that everybody can.
This is a big, I mean, somebody, I think they spent $14.99 for answer. I was thinking about myself to go ahead and look,
right.
You know, look up on you and look on about everybody else.
Yeah, sure. Anybody
can
do it.
Pretty well. I think a NIMBUSTER just bit the bullet and paid $14.99 and found out
right.
What he wanted to find out.
Right.
And
exactly.
He revealed it.
Yeah.
Thanks, kids. I've talked to Bruce Gorman. I said, thanks, kids. They all look like Jews. And his daughter, she married a quarter Jew with a smaller nose and, you know, lighter eyes. But anyway,
right.
She doesn't like him. But I told Bruce Gorman the one to go after is the stepson, Robert Fink, who's an open homosexual in Orange, New Jersey. You know, and, you know, essentially the Fink kids, they still talk to each other. You know, they talk to each other. And essentially, Dave Jones and I have noticed that Jennifer Fink, she has, you know, she keeps Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? You know, she keeps Hanukkah and Thanksgiving.
Oh, Hanukkah
and
too, right?
Hanukkah, she calls it Thanksgiving. And she also says that, you know, her Jewish husband, her Ukrainian Jew husband is all mad and put her in the oven because she made fun about being a Jew.
Yeah, right.
Kids.
Yeah, okay, I have to leave because I've got a plumbing emergency
I ain't going to fight with you tonight here, but essentially...
Understood.
Fink has pretty well just...
He's burned his bridges. He's attacked everybody who disagrees with him, including you and me and anybody else. And then, you know, when you start attacking people and, you know, doing ad hominem attacks as opposed to speaking, you know, talking doctrine, that's proof that you are not sincere. You know, at the very least, it's proof you're not sincere.
Well,
that's what he does all the time. Yeah.
You listen to Fink. I mean, he will quote what the Talmud said here on this latest, you know, on one of these latest things to where... what he's wanting to do is bring Greek sources like Homer, Hesiod, and, you know, last year, Gilgamesh into CI, but he, you know, he still wants to claim to be two seed line, but he's really no seed line. The Satanist Cain and the Jews themselves.
It's all metaphorical, he says. Yeah, I heard that.
It's all an allegory. And essentially, it's just, you know, he's just going ahead and grabbing everybody he can, including brother non-Aryan, to, you know, pretty well have fun. And essentially you and Visser and everybody else is enjoying, him being hoisted on from retard.
Yeah. Well, we can settle the theological issue if Bill Fink debates me in public.
He's not
going to
debate you in public.
Last month,
guest number 20 had a big fight over what Strabo and Tacitus said.
Right.
And essentially, you know, I mean, this is some guy who started out liking Bill, and at the end, you just say that Tacitus says whatever you say he says. And essentially, you're just cherry-picking. And Fink, you know, Fink was screaming at him. And then I was up next and say, you know, you do know Brad Real Sword Brother. Get him out, boy! Get him out, boy!
I think the stress is beginning to catch up with Bill. He's not going to hold up much longer.
Dewey Tucker has been listening, and essentially when Bill Fink rolled into Bristol, Virginia, Melissa Epperson was married to presumably Mr. Epperson, and she moved right in, and essentially Fink has said he doesn't feel secure or safe in Bristol, Tennessee, or Virginia. So he's moving on. He's looking at Well, you know, Dewey Tucker, he's from that neck of the woods.
That's right.
He pretty well knows them people, and essentially he's just a Jew carpetbagger. He's been doing his own digging, but he's not going to. He's not going to reveal it. I asked him, you know, if he had any documents he wished to share with me. He said, well, no, not this time.
Not this time.
Essentially, everybody is, you know, this Whitey Leaf
right.
and everybody else, they're beginning to spend
$14.99. Right, right. Hey, well, that's quite an investment. That's more than anybody else has invested, right?
Well,
but, yeah, this has been a good night. Yeah.
His mother, from what I gather, think probably is related to Mark Patak, and much as I hate to say it, probably to my hero, Felix Dzerzhinsky. You know what I mean?
All right.
They'll add Bruce Dorman here. I mean, definitely
right.
for both of them, Fisher Fink and Mark Patak here. So,
right. Okay.
They're probably relatives.
Okay, buddy. I know you have been victimized by Fink just as I have, and you know, we have our disagreements, but I don't go around making videos of you depicting you as a Jew, like William Fink does. That's just dastardly. Anybody who does that is worse than a Jew. Okay, and that's Jew tactics all the way. Okay, Mark, take care. All right, good night. All right, praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. All right, that's the show for tonight. Tell everybody you know that William Fink is a Jew. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye. I see Arnaldo Ortega. Jason for Yahweh. Bill Fink is a Jew and a liar. And you are just one of his Muppets. Take care. Yahweh bless. Yeah.